Ramona peers through the glass warily. She sees a wooden tabletop, perfectly mundane, but for a strange diorama positioned in its centre. It seems to consist of a pair of dolls, male and female, wearing wedding clothes. Adjacent to them are a pair of engagement rings and a model of a stepped wedding cake. The whole diorama is enclosed within a Mobius loop design in conductive ink, connected to a breadboard analog digital converter and an elderly PC.
"This is probably the least dangerous exhibit you'll find here," McMurray says calmly, his momentary anger stilled. "You're looking at a hardware circuit designed to implement a love gesh using Vodoon protocols and a modified Jelinek-Wirth geometry engine."
His finger traces out the Mobius loop below.
"Symbolic representations of the entities to be influenced are placed within a geometry engine controlled by a clocked recursive invocation. There are less visible signifiers here. The skin and hair samples, necessary for DNA affinity matching, and concealed within the dolls. But the intent should be obvious. The two individuals linked by this particular grid have been happily married for 16 years at this point. It's a reinforcing loop. The more the subjects work within the framework, the stronger the feedback frame becomes. The gesh itself extends its influence by altering the probability gauge metric associated with the subject's interactions. Outcomes that reinforce the condition are simply rendered more likely to occur while the circuit is operational.
Ramona blinks. I don't understand.
Obviously.
McMurray steps back, then crosses his arms.
Try to get your head around the fact that it's a contagion spell that generates compliant behavior. This couple, for example, started out hating each other. If you were to destroy this generator, they'd be in divorce court, or one of them would be in a shallow grave within weeks. Now, bear in mind that Billington's cruising around the Caribbean in a huge yacht, plotting some kind of scheme. He isn't stupid. We figure that about 6 months ago, he created a similar hardware-backed gesh engine aboard his yacht, the Mabuza. The precise nature of the gesh is not entirely clear to us, but it has been extremely detrimental to our counterforce operations. In particular, attempts to act against him through normal channels fail. Telex requests dispatched to the Cayman Police Force via Interpol get unaccountably lost. FBI agents develop random brain tumors. Associates who might plea bargain their way to giving evidence wake up embedded in concrete foundations, that sort of thing. CENTCOM's not convinced, but Sensor Ops believes that Billington has used the gesh engine to create a hero trap. Only a single agent conforming to the right archetype can actually approach him. And even then, the gesh will screw with their ability to take correct action. And because Billington figured he's got the most reason to be afraid of us, he picked a goddamn limey as a hero archetype.
Ramona shakes her head. We can't get to him ourselves.
I didn't say that.
McMurray walks towards the door, then pauses in front of a picture on the wall.
Look.
Ramona stares at the picture. It's a photograph of an oriental long-haired cat reposing on a sofa. The cat is well-groomed and white, but lacks the distinctive pinkish eyes characteristic of albinism. It stares at the camera with haughty disdain. I've seen that cat before, she murmurs, chewing her lip. She glances at McMurray. Is this what I think it is?
McMurray nods. It's a show-grade Persian cat, a Tom. D'Urberville, Marmaduke IV. Billington acquired this. Pet is perhaps too loose a word. Perhaps familiar is closer to the truth, some time ago. Probably when he began planning his current venture. He keeps him aboard the Mabuza. Fluffy white cat, yacht cruising around the Caribbean, huge mothership with a secret undersea module. This gesh isn't powered by some goddamn dolls and a wedding ring, Agent Random. It's got legs. It'd take a miracle for anyone except the Brits to get close to him. One Brit in particular, an agent who doesn't exist.
Then he stares at Ramona.
Except we've figured out a loophole, one that'll let us reach out and touch Billington where it hurts. You are going to go in through that loophole, you and me, and you will nail Billington's head to the table to prevent Jennifer Morgue, too, from falling into the wrong hands. Here's how we're going to do it.